Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Virat Kohli, captain of the English cricket team, is here to address the press conference. Kindly follow the order, raise your hand if you wish to ask a question and wait for your turn.
Me?
Yeah. What?
There. I can't hear you. Sorry. Yeah.
Hi, what does it take to succeed across formats? Like some people seem to be very easy, like you. You have a great record across formats, but there are some players who are struggling and who struggle with the same. So, what is your advice to players who are looking to make the transition from one format to the other? And what do you do yourself?
Well, firstly, you require a lot of hard work to keep working on your game, do different things. I think the most important thing is to find out the safest way possible to score runs in all formats. So if you can think of that, rather than if I go into the game thinking I'm gonna, you know, try and sweep a fast bowler, then I'll look like I'll look stupid. So I try to mold my game according to my strengths, and that's been my strength over the years. And I think mindset matters. As long as you are wanting to play well for the team in every format that you play, you will play that format with respect. So you can't treat any format casually. That's always been my mindset. Every game that I play, I give 120%. Invariably, you will find a way to score runs in whatever game that you play.
No questions?
Yeah. Sir, dikh nahi raha mujhe. Haan ji. Thank you. That was one of the reasons. Also to give opportunities to the guys who've done well over the last couple of years in domestic cricket and T20 cricket in the IPL also. So I think it's about finding the best balance that we can as a side and not necessarily stick to one kind of combination. If all teams across the world are batting till 9-10, why can't we? So, you need to take those calls at some stage. You know, bringing both of those guys in at one stage also was not taken well by people. So, look, whatever decisions are made are to make sure that the team has the best and the strongest balance that we can have approaching a world tournament that we have next year. So, yeah, it's part that factor and part to check out the guys who are up and coming and how they perform at the international level.
Virat, kya yahan se maane ke road map taiyar hua hai 2020 T20 World Cup ka? Aur ek sawal mera ye tha ki social media pe aapne ek pic dali thi aur uska kuch aur hi matlab ho gaya, jo ki aapne fitness se related dali thi MS Dhoni ke saath. Wo jo aapne pic dali thi, usme kya zehen mein tha?
Zehen mein kuch nahi tha yaar, main ghar pe baith ke maine normally photo dali ek aur wo news ban gayi. To आई थिंक वो मेरे लिए लेसन है एक कि जैसा मैं सोचता हूँ अपने बारे में वैसा दुनिया नहीं सोचती है. तो मेरे मन में दूर दूर तक ऐसा कुछ नहीं था कि मैं सोचूं पिक डालने से पहले. जैसे मैंने लिखा कि वो बहुत स्पेशल, आज तक मुझे वो गेम याद आता है, यू नो, एवरी नाउ एंड देन. मैंने कभी उसके बारे में बात नहीं करी. तो मेरा मन था कि मैं सिर्फ एक पोस्ट डालूं, लोगों ने उसको दूसरी जगह पहुंचा दिया, जो कि बिल्कुल सच नहीं है. और दूसरी बात, रोड मैप, देखिए, आप जब भी एक वर्ल्ड टूर्नामेंट आता है वो आपको एक माइलस्टोन की तरह मिल जाता है और वहाँ से आप बैकवर्ड प्रिपेयर करने लगते हैं. तो आई थिंक हर टीम का वही प्रोसेस रहता है. हमारे पास करीबन 30 मैच हैं वर्ल्ड कप से पहले, T20 वर्ल्ड कप से पहले. और जैसे अभी मैंने पिछले सवाल का जवाब दिया कि यही अपॉर्चुनिटी है पहली जो 2-3 सीरीज़ हैं ट्राई करने का, कि हमारा क्या कॉम्बिनेशन बेस्ट बन सकता है. जो नए लोग आ रहे हैं उनमें कितनी कैरेक्टर, कितनी एबिलिटी, कितना कंपोजर है इंटरनेशनल लेवल पे परफॉर्म करने का. तो हाँ, उस पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से काफ़ी एक्साइटिंग होता है कैप्टन और मैनेजमेंट के लिए कि अलग अलग प्लेयरों को आप कॉम्बिनेशन में फिट करें और देखें कि वो कैसे परफॉर्म करता है, क्योंकि हम सबको पता है कि हम सब लोग उस प्रोसेस से जा चुके हैं. तो वो बहुत अच्छा लगता है जब नए लोग आते हैं और आके अपने आप को एक्सप्रेस करते हैं.
You've always spoken that retirement is a very individual decision and no one has any right to tell anyone. But you, as the captain of the team, you are looking at your future, you're looking at 1 year, 2 years down the line, preparing a roadmap, as you said. So does
Mahendra Singh Dhoni currently fit into that scheme of things going into the World T20? There are two T20 World Cups you're looking at fresh faces. So does he fit in there as a captain or does he not fit in there? As a captain for you?
Look, experience is always going to matter whether you like it or not. I mean, there are numerous number of times people have given up on sportsmen and they have proved people wrong, and he's done that many times in his career as well. So one great thing about him is he thinks for Indian cricket, and whatever we think, he's on the same page. The alignment's there, you know, the kind of mindset he's had to groom youngsters and give people opportunities, he's still the same person. So, as you rightly mentioned in the first part of the question, when you decide to stop playing is absolutely an individual thing, and no one else should have any opinion on it. That's what I think. And as long as he's available and continues to play, he's always going to be very, very valuable.
Two more questions, sir. Yes.
DDCA has dedicated a stand for you. How do you feel about that?
I think initially it was it was hard to believe because I'm still playing. I still have a lot of cricket left, and it's a very gracious gesture and something I never expected. And you don't think about these things as a cricketer, you know. You see other people have stands and their names on pavilions and the name ends on your name. But as a cricketer, you never strive for these things. But for someone to give you that kind of respect, obviously you feel very, very grateful and honoured.
Final question.
We're not talking particularly about this series. South Africa, it's a different South African team. But in recent past, the previous South African teams have done well in India. But you know, it's a different team. But looking at the venues the T20 series will be played, this team can pull a surprise. I mean, how are you looking at this particular team? New looks of that team?
Yeah, look, any team can pull a surprise anywhere. We have beaten sides in their home conditions also. So once you have ability and you have the right mindset, whether you play at home or you play away, you're going to find it very, very difficult. If we take a good mindset to any country, they also find it difficult. So I think for us as a home team, we need to be absolutely sure of our game plan. The way we prepare for overseas series, where we have to be very, very focused, it's the same. International cricket nowadays, it's about your mindset. If you think, as Ravi Bhai has said in the past, every condition can be home condition if you feel comfortable. So I think it's getting into that frame of mind for us, which is very important. And that's why we've been, if not the most, probably one of the most consistent teams in the last 2-3 years. So, and that's been the reason, because we want to win every game wherever we play, whether it's home, away, any format. We just want to go out there, play our best cricket and win.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
That's it.